right. You ought to hear me. And
oh, I can hear you real well.
Oh, excellent. Great. You're there. That's good. I got to make one more phone call, and I'm going to...
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, she can't hear you yet. There
oh,
you go.
Oh, that's all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
What should we be doing?
What should we be doing?
Yeah.
Well, I think a big martini. No.
Well, that sounds good
a
on
scotch?
A Friday afternoon.
How about a scotch?
That sounds good. Or just a plain old beer.
Hey, I could live with that. I'll tell you. I wish I didn't have to do a seminar after the meeting on Tuesday night, or I'd take you up on it.
Yeah. We'll just have a couple and go home and be ready for Wednesday.
Yeah, no kidding. I wish I didn't have to drive all that way. Yeah. But, hey, what are you going to do? Hey, what's the weather like down there, Pete? Is it?
Oh, mid-40s. Not bad at all.
What do you think about your moisture situation?
45
we're
degrees
very
a
dry.
Day.
Some guys say they've got tile moving, and other people say they don't. But we're very, very dry. Now, you go another 2 hours south, we've got a couple guys saying they're wet. They had 8 inches of snow, and that snow, when we got none.
Yeah.
But around here, there's guys and places putting anhydrous on.
Yeah, I'm hearing that, from a lot of different people, either, you know, in Illinois and Iowa, the same thing. You know, the only place that we really seem to have, you know, real good moisture levels are up in the Minnesota and northern Iowa neighborhood.
Yeah, Minnesota's got extra.
Yeah, we're hearing, dry a lot of places.
I'm hearing guys say they're going to plant more corn this year.
Well, you know, something, you're right on, and that's why... my belief is that we're not going to see reduction in corn acres that they're talking about.
Well, the only thing I hear about where they're really going to reduce it's in the really fringe areas and in the irrigated areas where out west it takes so much to bring the water up where they got to really go deep to get water.
That's exactly right. And where, you know, they're being limited on how much water they can do. I mean, that they're allowed to have enough water to really get a crop going but not enough to finish it.
Yeah. Will they plant beans? Have they got enough water for beans?
Well, a lot of guys that I've talked to out there, and I have a lot of clients, you know, that are in the irrigated areas, and, you know, most of them are holding out that they're still going to try and go with corn is what they're going to try and do because they had really, you know, they really had good dry land corn, actually.
Yeah.
And so, how easy do you think it is, Pete, for a farmer to forget a 50-cent LDP? You know, I think that's another reason we're not going to see the pullback on corn acres, even though I don't believe we're going to get those kind of LDPs this year.
Well, I think they're going to rearrange how they figure those.
Well, I think that, but, you know, the majority of the LDP last year seemed to come just because Katrina, you know, and
Katrina
we had,
and the basis.
Well, right, and we had all kinds of problems with transportation, and,
right.
They're telling me in Minnesota today that the river's opening up 3 weeks early. So if the river's going to open up 3 weeks early, I'm hoping that, you know, we're going to see some basis improvement. It'll all be whether they can get it through St. Louis or not.
Well, we've had basis go further apart here on corn.
Yep.
Went a dime further apart last week.
Right. And, you know, do you follow the National Corn Index at all, that Minneapolis?
No, I don't.
It is really interesting because, you know, yesterday we went up that 3.5 to 4.5 cents on corn, and basis actually improved. They survey about 2,200 elevators. And basis went up 3.75 cents.
Hmm.
And bean basis, which had widened on the day before on beans when we went down, yesterday on a 13-cent day up, went up 12.75 cents on average.
Do you think that was the river opening up early, Jackie, that did it? Or?
I'm thinking that that's some of it. I'm also thinking, you know, that, you know, when that that report came out yesterday from the Food and Agricultural.
FAPRI.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I had a couple elevators in Macon County area. In that area, a guy called today and said they were bidding either one or two under only.
Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just checking.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's been sitting there for about 3 minutes, so I just wanted to make sure he was actually there.
I'm just taking it all in.
You're taking it all in. Okay. Yeah, no, you're hearing it. You know, it's varying so much all over the place. And, you know, you hear stories in Iowa 2 weeks ago, you know, one of the ethanol plants picked up almost 1 million bushels that they bought in a day and a half. And, you know, they're sitting out there right now. I'm sure a lot of those guys are sorry they sold at that point in time. But, you know, they claim that, you know, they got enough corn to get them through September. But... it's the demand issue that makes you wonder. It's China. You know? That's what
I'm
wondering.
The uncertainty about China?
Hmm?
The uncertainty about China and what they'll purchase?
Oh, yeah. No question about that. You know, if you look at the fact that South Korea has been taking corn from us now, more steadily. I think the day will really turn the corner on the market, and you'll see this thing go nuts as if we ever get an order from North Korea, you know, because North Korea is like a dyed-in-the-wool China client, and they don't particularly like us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they start to buy from us, then we know that China is actually not lying to us about the fact that they're not going to export corn. But, you know, you look at their ending stocks, and I've been following ending stocks for years, and you look at those China ending stocks, you wonder how they've been exporting corn all the while with their demand growing on the other side. So I think that there's just enough of an if here, and with the American dollar sitting where it is, this could be a really wild year. It's a very interesting year.
Feast or famine.
Well, that's exactly right. Personally, I look at it and I say, hey, guys, you know, if you think you're going to sit back and wait to get $5 for corn, I think, you know, you're dreaming. You've got to look at this as if we're going to have a good crop, and that's it.
Right.
And you deal with it from there. But you have to look at this as being great opportunity because all these things are in the market right now, you know, and everybody's talking about them. And it can long be gone before you get the corn, you know, and the beans. We've seen that happen before. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Okay, we all ready to start?
Yeah. I'm ready if you are.
I think I'm ready. Let's see. I haven't got that set up. It's close. By the way, I'll probably take this first segment that we just did and, you know, Jackie, do you get the newsletter for over the weekend from us? We
mm-hmm.
sometimes put this stuff out as an after the bell.
Okay.
And so that discussion we just had, I'll probably throw in.
Good.
All right, here we go if we're all ready. Hang on.
Okay.